Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and what we are going to be doing today is really considering the idea of spiritual blindness. It's a concept that really comes up a lot in Scripture, but I'm not sure how much it really sinks in what it means, because, you know, we hear the idea, oh, spiritually blind, and we think, well, that just means that somebody hasn't been exposed to what's true, or they just don't really see God or recognize Him. And I think that's, you know, that's part of what it is. But what we really want to consider is why someone can be spiritually blind. And I think when we recognize that, then the why, in fact, opens up this concept to us and allows us to recognize when spiritual blindness occurs. And in fact, how we, even though we've read the Bible, and maybe we understand what it says, and yet how we too can be struggling in spiritual blindness. So let's just take a look. Matthew chapter 15. The Lord Jesus is confronted by the scribes and the Pharisees from Jerusalem because his disciples are breaking the tradition of the elders. Specifically, they aren't washing their hands when they eat. Now, when the Lord Jesus answers them, notice this. This is what he says to them. It's Matthew 15 and verse 7. He says, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" So, the Lord Jesus takes this quote from Isaiah, and in fact he says, this quotation is about you. Isaiah prophesied about you. Now, here's why that's interesting. The Lord Jesus quoted Isaiah and said, this passage in Isaiah is about you. And yet, just think about how entirely different the contexts are. Think about the major problem that the Israelites struggled with during the time of Isaiah. Isaiah came to them and prophesied and continually said to them that they were entrenched in idolatry, right? They had taken the idols of the nations around and they had been intrigued by them and they loved them and they brought them in and started to worship these gods. And that was the big issue that Isaiah kept dealing with. And yet, that wasn't really the case, was it? In the time of Christ? Judah had gone into exile for 70 years in Babylon, and then they came back, and after they came back, they had gotten rid of idolatry. And so, during the time of Christ, there weren't Jewish idols that were being worshipped. And yet Christ says, Isaiah, who was dealing with idolatry, right? Christ says, Isaiah wrote this about you. Now, either that shows us that even though the Pharisees in the time of Christ's day were not worshiping idols, they were still struggling with the same conceptual ideas, the same ways of acting as you would act when you worshiped idols. Either it shows us that, or it shows us that there was some kind of form of idolatry that was happening during the time of Christ. Now, I'm going to suggest to you that it's the latter, that there was some kind of form of idolatry that was happening during the time of Christ. And the reason is, because if you were to compare how were the idol worshippers worshiping during the time of Isaiah, and how were the Pharisees worshiping God during the time of Christ, I don't think you would see a lot of similarity. And the Pharisees were doing, essentially, they were following all of the traditions. That looked very different than idol worship, which was just open lasciviousness, right? The two just would have looked totally different. So I don't think we could say that, oh, well, the Lord Jesus said, yes, Isaiah wrote this about you because what you're doing looks so similar to what they were doing back then. I don't think that's true. I don't think people would have looked at it and seen that it was similar. But instead, perhaps, just maybe, the worship of the Pharisees, Christ is saying, have become idolatry. Now, that might seem a little bit far-fetched, or maybe it seems like a stretch, but just listen to what the Lord said, right? He quotes Isaiah, and the Isaiah quote says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Now, just break down those little phrases. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Do you know what's interesting about that idea, their heart is far from me? It's also picked up not just by Isaiah, but it's used also by Ezekiel. Here's how Ezekiel uses it. It's Ezekiel 44 and verse 10, and it says, "And the Levites that are gone away far from me." So the Levites went away far from God when Israel went astray. "Which went astray away from me after their idols." So what it says is that the Levites went far away, and they went far away when Israel went far away. And when did Israel go far away? When they left God for their idols. So notice that. This is now a direct connection between what Isaiah says about going far from God and about worshiping idols. But even more than that, Christ's quotation says, "In vain do they worship me." Now, that's another idea that's picked up by the prophets. Worshiping God in vain. Worshiping God in the spirit of vanity. Here's what Isaiah says about that. This is Isaiah 41, 29. Isaiah 41, 29 says, "Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing." This is about idols. Idols are vanity. And so if you worship idols, your worship is vanity. And Jeremiah 2, verse 5 says the same thing, but I think he takes it even further. Jeremiah 2, 5 says, "Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone far from me?" Oh, gone far from me. That's interesting. "And walked after vanity and are become vain." These are the same ideas. And yet what Ezekiel and what Jeremiah and what Isaiah are all bringing out is that this concept of walking far from God and becoming vain in our worship is all connected to idolatry. Now, just one more thing that I want to bring out here from Matthew 15. Matthew chapter 15, the Lord Jesus goes further, right? He says to the Pharisees that quotation from Isaiah 29, and then the disciples come and they say, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended at what you said?" And this is the Lord's response. He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone, they are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Now, this is astonishing that Christ says that these people are blind, because these were people who were reading the scriptures. They knew what they said, and yet somehow they were blind. What does that mean? Well, when the Lord was asked why he spoke in parables, he answered his disciples, and he talked again about spiritual blindness. Notice what he said. He said to his disciples, this is Matthew 13, verse 13. Matthew 13, verse 13. "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand." Now, even though the Lord doesn't say that he's alluding to something here, in fact, it sounds like his mind is on the Old Testament. I mean, it always was, right? He was the Word made flesh. But he says, "Seeing they see not, hearing they hear not." Did you know that that idea and those words come from one of the Psalms? Let me just read it to you. It's Psalm 115, verses 4 through 8. So Psalm 115, verses 4 through 8. Just listen for it. "They seeing see not, and hearing they hear not." Listen for that. "Seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not." Here we go. Psalm 115, starting in verse 4. "Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. Now, what do you make of that? Right? These are the words to which Christ is alluding. You know, it says right there that these idols have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Which is exactly what Christ said about the people when he was telling parables. And yet the psalm says, they that make them are like them. Do you see what Christ is saying? He's saying that spiritual blindness can come not just from ignorance. Spiritual blindness can come from the fact that our worship has turned into idolatry. You know, that's what's coming together here as we look at Matthew 13 about why Christ speaks in parables, and Matthew 15 about this hand washing and the blind leading the blind, and this quotation of Isaiah 29 about their hearts being far from me. What Christ is saying is that you may not worship idols, you might not have a stick that you bow down to, but in fact, if your mindset is wrong, then you do worship idols. So here's the question then. What was the mindset that was characterizing the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15 when Christ told them, you worship idols? Right? When Christ said, your worship is idolatry. And, you know, I think it becomes pretty plain in Matthew 15 because they come to the Lord and they say, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? You know, this was the problem. This was that legalistic idea, this idea of creating a way that men have to worship that God didn't necessarily command. Or even more than that, simply taking commands and turning them into that list of things that you have to do in order to be righteous. Now, what I'm saying here is that Christ is telling us, right, this isn't just a thing against the Pharisees or the way that they did things or the way that they sometimes thought, right? We want to make that clear. Christ is telling us that when we start to look at his commands, at the commandments of Christ, or at the principles of God, and we start to believe that we have to do all of those, and that that's what's going to bring us righteousness, that that kind of attitude is idolatry. Legalism isn't just something that God says, oh, don't do that. Legalism is hugely bad. When we start to create traditions that we hold up as being the commandments of God and that these are what make you a good person, then all of a sudden we are idolaters. We can't miss that fact. Now here's another important piece of this. I think this is essential that we take these ideas and we apply them to ourselves, not to other people. I think if we start looking around and we say, oh, well, you know, this ecclesia does this, or this ecclesia has this tradition, wow, they're legalistic, they're idolaters, well, then, I think we have another major problem. And that is that we are now starting to judge character by actions. And do you know what's interesting about that? Well, the Lord Jesus, in fact, tells a parable about that. It's a parable I think that we're familiar with. It's a parable about somebody with a beam in their eye. You might think, oh yes, well I know that parable. You know, I've heard about that in Sunday school. I grew up with that. That's one that's familiar to me. And it is, but I think we often forget what this is about. And we don't really understand it because we take it out of its context. So here's the question. What's the context of this parable? Well, just consider what the Lord says just before he says the parable in Luke chapter 6. In Luke chapter 6, verse 39, it says, he told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? Now, pause and just think about that. Have you heard those words before? That's Matthew 15. The Lord quoted himself when he was talking to the Pharisees in Matthew 15, when he said, they're the blind leaders of the blind, and they will fall into the pit. In Matthew 15, the Lord quoted Luke chapter 6, and he applied these words to the Pharisees. Now, here's why that's intriguing. Because after saying, "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit?" He then says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he's fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck that is in your brother's eye." Here's the point. Christ tells this parable in the context of referring to the blind leading the blind and falling into the pit. He is saying that this parable isn't just about everybody. It's not that everybody has a beam in their eye. But this parable is about people who have the blind leading the blind attitude. The attitude that characterized Matthew 15. And the Pharisees saying, "Why do your disciples not wash their hands?" In other words, he's saying, the people with the beams in their eyes are the people who live by legalism. Now, let me spin that a different way. Did you notice what happened in Matthew 15? The Pharisees came to Jesus and they said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders?" And so in effect, they were coming and they were saying, "Well, look, we can see these people's action. And it's not right. And so these people can't be good disciples." You know, they were taking their actions and using them to judge character. Because really, that's what legalism does. Legalism is a way to judge character based off of actions. You have your list of the things that you're supposed to do, and you do them, so therefore, based off of your actions, you are good. Or you don't do them, somebody else doesn't do them, so therefore, based off of their actions, they aren't good. Right? It's very simple. And so in fact, when we start to look at other people and apply, "Oh, well, they're legalistic," to them, do you see what we're doing? We're looking at their actions and we're judging their character. We are becoming blind. We're making that parable about a man with a beam in his eye. By the way, somebody with a beam in their eye would be blind. We're making that parable about us. So here's how this all comes together. What this is telling us is that, yes, legalism is idolatry. But not only is legalism idolatry, but in fact, judging character based off of actions, that's legalism too. Judging character based off of actions is legalism. And if that's legalism, then judging, just like legalism, is idolatry. So here's two major things then that we really need to think about. How far has this legalistic attitude crept into us? And has it maybe crept in unawares? Through judging. Because either way, if we're legalistic or if we judge, we've become blind. Blinded by our own conception of how good we are and how we think we can actually follow all the commands of God. And how we think we're in a position to determine whether or not others can as well. And so we've placed ourselves in the position of God. Because God is the judge. That's why all of this is idolatry. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.